going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania. This morning we are spotlighting Northside Catholic Assumption Academy, located in Pittsburgh's Brighton Heights neighborhood, which first opened its doors nearly 90 years ago, and today it's seeing new growth. My guests this morning are Roseanne Kwiatkowski. She is the principal at Northside Catholic Assumption Academy, and Kayla Quast, who teaches fourth grade. Roseanne and Kayla, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
And Roseanne, let's first talk about two big changes this year for Northside Catholic Assumption Academy. You're now with receiving operational support from the Extra Mile Foundation, which now assists low-income minority students in the Catholic elementary schools. Can you tell us a little bit about how Extra Mile is helping families with multiple children in your school and how they're improving the technology at Northside Catholic Assumption?
Yes, so Extra Mile is supporting Northside Catholic Assumption Academy in several different ways. The biggest improvement we had was in our technology with having our internet brought up to speed. Mm-hmm. We now have Fios capability in our building so that we can have a lot of computers online at the same time. That was a problem that we had before. We've just had all our smart boards updated and improved so that every room has a smart board in it for the children.
That's fantastic.
So that's
wow.
Technology-wise. Mm-hmm. The noticeable improvement that the parents saw immediately was tuition help. So our tuition this year is $3,600 for one child and $4,200 for two or more children. And that's unheard of in a Catholic school.
Wow.
So, and that's across the board.
Very economical.
For all
now.
Of our children, yes. So the families are really benefiting from that.
And you really credit the Extra Mile Foundation for making those improvements in the technology plus the affordability, too.
Yes, and they are helping to subsidize those tuitions, mm-hmm. The Extra Mile Foundation is. So the cost of having your child in our school is more than that. They're subsidizing
That's
the
fantastic.
Difference of the cost.
It's like a big scholarship that they receive,
it's
too.
It's definitely a big scholarship, yes.
And I can see how it's so important to keep updated, especially with the technology, because it just changes so quickly year after year. And the high-speed internet, the Fios, you see the commercials on TV and hear it on the radio. That's fantastic. So that's a big plus for the school kids. Huh?
Definitely is.
And the faculty.
We have larger classes now, so we're able to have several classrooms that are all online at the same time. Mm-hmm. Not only just in the computer lab, but in the teachers' classes as well.
And your enrollment went up too. What, 136 last year?
We had a 200? Nice bump in our enrollment. Mm-hmm. Also, through Extra Mile, we were able to add a full day preschool program.
Wow.
So that bumped the enrollment even more. So with our preschool through eighth grade, we're close to 200 this year.
That's fantastic.
Yes, 170 with just our K to 8.
And how is the merger going? Because I know, obviously, every new merger, there's some growing pains, and we're now in the end of October now. So Assumption School closed in Bellevue last year, and now the kids could now come over to Northside Catholic Assumption.
So. Yes. We had approximately 25 students that came from Assumption.
Mm-hmm.
We're now at Northside Catholic Assumption Academy. So it's definitely a merger. We've had half of our faculty from Assumption and half from Northside Catholic.
That's fantastic.
So it's an awesome combination. Yes.
And before we went on air this morning, you told me Heather
Risinger
from, she used to teach at Assumption, and now she's at Northside Catholic Assumption.
Exactly.
And Heather and I go way back because I visited her classroom at the former Assumption School in Bellevue when I was a young seminarian.
Nice.
And she gave me a picture of her class. You know, I had that for many, many years. And now I'm really glad that she's teaching now at Northside Catholic
Assumption.
And she's
still teaching third grade.
Third grade,
she would love to have you come back and visit.
Those kids are already out of college and probably in careers now. So
that's
how long ago that was.
They had a good
time
start.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes.
Now, I want to bring on Kayla this morning. Kayla, you teach math, social studies, English arts, and religion to the fourth graders. That's a quite, you know, a variety of things. What's it like to teach it with those little youngsters at fourth grade?
I love it. I think it's a really great age group. I think the grade level was perfect. We're looking at 9 and 10-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Their personalities are really starting to shine through. And throughout the year, you can see how their individuality kind of comes about, and they can see their creativeness will show through with their projects. But it's also a really great opportunity with bridging the gap between primary grade levels mm-hmm. and then the middle school grade levels. So I think we get to have the best of both worlds with the independence that you would see in the middle school grades, but also that need of more structured activities and that creative outlet in the younger grades as well.
And fourth grade, I think, is kind of like a bridge because they're still little, mm-hmm. like the kindergarten, first, second, and third graders, but they're also on the verge of becoming up into that middle school, fifth, sixth, seventh. So they're not a little kid or a big kid. They're in that middle stage. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a great grade. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy it because I still get to play the games. I use a lot of games for learning activities. The fun part
of it.
Crafts for the holidays, you know, the classroom parties. But then you really get to see, like I said before, their creativeness and their mm-hmm. individuality to come through with some of the larger projects that we end up doing closer towards the end of the year, towards the middle of the year.
Can you reflect on their respect and the responsibility that you're teaching them at that fourth grade level? Because that's very important.
Sure.
As they become a little bit older.
Absolutely. With bridging that gap between primary and middle school, I think the growing and the understanding with the responsibility is huge. My co-teacher and I really work on understanding and building, helping the students understand that there is a consequence for every choice, whether it's an indirect or direct consequence,
mm-hmm.
and working with them and walking them through that process of understanding, if I make this choice, what happens or what could happen. With the respect, I think the way that the classrooms run, we use a lot of open and honest communication with the students, validating their feelings and saying it's okay to feel this way, but that doesn't mean that we can act. So we have a certain level of respect that we
sure.
need to have. The golden rule, treating others the way that we want to be treated.
Love
so if
God,
I have
love neighbor,
mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. If I'm treating them with respect, then it needs to go. It goes both ways.
And that's important that you're laying that foundation for them as they move up into the bigger kid role model, the respect and responsibility. Hey, I'm not a little youngster anymore, and I need to respect others and my parents and my teachers, and also be responsible for my actions too.
Right, and we can see it in every day, whether, you know, a student accidentally drops down their pencil case or something falls off their desks. The kids are very quick to jump up and help them, and just small things like that that show that they do have this level of respect to share with everyone.
Now, Roseanne, just a little history to our listeners this morning about Northside Catholic Assumption Academy. It began as St. Cyril of Alexandria School back in 1930. The Sisters of Mercy were there. A new school building was constructed in 1967. This is all before I was even born. And then in 2011, St. Cyril School merged with Cardinal Wright Regional School, and it was renamed Northside Catholic.
Yes.
And you arrived 2 years later, back in 2013. How do you help bring the schools together, because you saw Cardinal Wright and Northside, St. Cyril's come together, and now Northside Catholic and Assumption have come together? How can you look at this as a good positive model?
So when I first came to Northside Catholic School, I think there was still a lot of disparity, but there's a difference between how the merger was going and how this merger seems to be going. It still seemed like a merger, and that was 2 years later that I was coming into onto the scene. So with this merger, I've really tried to make everyone feel more welcome, from the sign on the front of the building, making sure that that was changed before the kids ever got there on August 27th.
That's a great idea.
Down to having, you know, that half of the faculty coming from Assumption and half from Northside Catholic. It was a lot easier for these children coming in to say, this is our school, this is where we are. So I think that was a lot better in the long run for the two schools coming together. Northside Catholic was a wonderful school also for the 7 years that it was in existence, but I anticipate this one going for a lot longer than that with this merger.
And to bring the students together, the faculties together, so the parents, new friendships develop, and the kids that are new to the school this year can see some familiar faculty members from the former Assumption school. So there's some, because it's always difficult at the beginning coming into a new building, but when you see some familiar faces, a new beginning, I think that signage is critical, because this is our new family. It's not just Northside Catholic, it's Northside Catholic Assumption. It's a new beginning for everybody. You got to start right from the beginning. I think that is spot on. Do you agree?
I definitely do. And we started that process back in March with having the kids coming over and shadowing for a day so that they were in the classrooms and seeing who their classmates would be and things like that. So, but Extra Miles also helped with that, because we have a lot of students who aren't from either school. So they're brand new students.
It's a whole new beginning for them too.
Yes. So, and that's thanks to Extra Mile and the extra funding that they're giving us.
And with an increase in enrollment, more kids from the Northside area, Brighton Heights, Northside, Bellevue area can come together, because that school's right on right on the main drag
there,
in Brighton Heights. So,
and we have kids coming from McKees Rocks and Spring Hill too. Mm-hmm. So they're coming from all over the city.
You're like right smack dab in the middle,
yes,
right off of 65 by the McKees Rocks Bridge.
We sure are. Yes.
We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the administrator of the Catholic community of the East End of Pittsburgh, which is the parishes of St. Bede and Point Breeze, St. Charles Lawanga in the East End, and St. James in Wilkinsburg. And this morning we are talking about Northside Catholic Assumption Academy. And with us this morning is Roseanne Kwiatkowski. She is the principal at Northside Catholic Assumption, and Kayla Quast, who teaches fourth grade at Northside Catholic Assumption. And Kayla, during the break, we were talking a little bit about how important it is about teaching religion to our youngsters, and you're teaching the fourth graders. You teach religion, but I know that the gospel values are stressed throughout the whole school day, not just in your religion class, but also your other subjects that you teach. Can you tell our listeners a little bit this morning about how you can give some examples, how you can bring religion to the other classes also, not per se just the religion class?
Sure. I believe that those gospel values are both implicitly and explicitly taught. Like you said, it's not just part of our religion class.
Mm-hmm.
We open our day and end our day with prayer. Before and after lunch, we start our classes with prayer as well. But I also think that it's important for the students to see the faculty and other students carrying themselves in a way that follows Jesus's teaching, and that it's a way of life. It's not a class. It's a way of thinking. So I think with the students being able to see our acts of service and our mannerisms gives them concrete ideas and examples of how adults carry out their faith, whether that's, you know, slow to anger and quick to forgive,
mm-hmm.
or community service projects, that they can really be involved with all of that.
So it's not just the 8 hours that they're in the school building, but out on the playground, when they're coming on the school bus or when they leave, they're living out their faith by what they say and what they do, not just being in that building. And then say, oh, I'll see you tomorrow, right? You try to teach them to live their faith day in and day out.
Right, and we try to explain that with our choices. That's showing and building our character, and we want, you know, our character's going to leave a mark on the world that we're in, and what type of mark do we want to leave?
Mm-hmm.
What type of values do we want to share and show others of who we are?
Now, Roseanne, let's tell our listeners a little bit about the One Northside Initiative. It's sponsored by the Buell Foundation, and how you're helping the eighth graders make that transition to high school. I know your son, Billy, just graduated from eighth grade, and now he's in high school. So you, as a mom, but also as the principal, I'm sure this is very near and dear to your heart. Tell our listeners about the One Northside Initiative.
So the One Northside Initiative is helping all of the Northside families and residents. And there's five different pillars, but the one that we're looking at, we're most concerned with, is education. We're working with the Buell Foundation, included Northside Catholic originally in this plan, and now Northside Catholic Assumption Academy is part of it as well. So one of the things that we do is help our eighth graders make that transition into high school. In the spring, we will have what's called a transition conference. Last year, we did it earlier in the year, but we feel that the students weren't quite ready for it yet back in October, so we're pushing that forward to March. And what we did instead was we had a high school fair that the students could go to and see all the high school choices that are available for them. Because even though we have some of the Catholic schools that come into our school, they have no idea what else is available out there. And a lot of our families aren't going to be able to put their children in Catholic high school, so they get to see what the other options are out there, as well as the Catholic high schools. So that was something that we went to a few weeks ago.
That's
a good October idea. Yes.
So it's almost like a college fair, but it's a high school fair.
It is,
and this
definitely.
Time of year, October, November, kids are starting to think about next year. And of course, just like high school kids are looking at colleges, elementary school eighth graders are thinking about, where am I going to go for high school next year?
Definitely. And that's something that, you know, we bring their parents, we involve them as well. The kids were able to take home all kinds of information about what high schools are available there. And then that was a conversation, hopefully, that they could have at home with their parents. But all of the eighth graders in the whole North Side, so probably 300 eighth graders that were involved with that.
That's great.
Yes.
Now, you also recently held a career day with the eighth graders at the two other extra mile schools, St. Benedict the Moor, located in the Hill District, and Sister Thea Bowman Academy, which is in my neck of the woods in Wilkinsburg. And why is it good to start thinking about careers at in eighth grade.
And again, that's this is showing the students something that they didn't think about yet.
Sure.
And it's something that they need to think about going into high school and choosing what path you're going to follow. You need to have some idea of what your career choice is going to be. So this was an opportunity for them to see and hear from a lot of different careers. And that event was held through Extra Mile at Sister Thea Bowman. Mm-hmm. So they had the opportunity to do that.
And Extra Mile put all this together with the other two Extra Mile schools.
Yes, right? Yes, that's
so you're
an
all
opportunity.
Working together.
Right,
you know,
definitely.
Which is fantastic.
And that's just one of the programs that they have for us. So that's one that we've got to experience already.
Now, Kayla, why did you choose to teach in a Catholic school?
Honestly, I didn't know that I wanted to teach in a Catholic school until I was hired by the Catholic school. I believe that the faculty that we have and the support system that's in our school really helped me grow professionally. It helped me grow in my faith. But more than that, I think I've realized through the 6 years that I've been at Northside that I am blessed with the privilege of helping students grow in their faith. So in order to kind of pay it forward with that, give back what that faculty and that school has given to me.
How about you, Roseanne? You were a teacher before you became a principal, so you've seen both sides.
I have. I've been in the Catholic school system for, close to 30 years now. So starting as a teacher, and I've never really looked anywhere else. I feel comfortable in a Catholic school. It's my family away from home. From St. Ursula, where I was for 18 years as a teacher, to St. Killian, as that was my first principal position. Quite a great way to jump right in there with a school of close to 600. And then coming to Northside Catholic, I felt like I was coming back home again to my roots. I came from the city. I was born and raised in Lawrenceville and went Catholic school through Lawrenceville Catholic. And then Mount Alvernia. So it's just like being home, being a part of the Catholic school.
And there's a different feel, too. As Kayla said, you know, it's like a family. The faculty, the parents, the support staff. It's not just a job where you go and you leave. You really, there's dedication in there. Would you agree, both of you?
Yes, yes, definitely.
And Roseanne, for anyone interested in learning more about Northside Catholic Assumption Academy, tell us how we can get in touch with you.
So there's several ways. You can actually call the school. We still do answer the phones. It's 412-761-5043. You can either just hit zero and talk to my secretary, that's Helene Coquet, or you can asked to speak to the principal, and you would speak to me. We also have our new website is www.ncaacademynow.org, or you can reach me by email as well, and it's R. Kwiatkowski, so it's R-K-W-I-A-T-K-O-W-S-K-I at ncaacademynow.org.
Roseanne Kwiatkowski, the principal at Northside Catholic Assumption Academy, and Kayla Quast, the fourth grade teacher. Thank you for being with us this morning on Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you for having us.
And I think we learned a lot about the new school there on the north side of Pittsburgh, and really great to have the Extra Mile Foundation really put all their initiatives in there with the technology and the support, the financial support to help our children.
We're very blessed.
And many more opportunities ahead. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment on Catholic Education Plus. This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring the 28th annual Love Walk for the Poor. All youth and their families and friends are invited to join Father Michael Ackerman, who is the Director of Vocations, as we gather in prayer and love for those who are less fortunate. It will be held next Sunday, November the 4th, at a new location, 2 p.m. There'll be a praise and worship mass at St. Peter's Church on the north side. That's right across the street from the National Aviary and near Allegheny General Hospital on Arch Street. And then at 3:45, right after the mass, you can walk from St. Peter's Church to the Catholic Charities Welcome Center, which is right across the bridge at 212 9th Street in the Cultural District. It's a 1 mile walk. walk, and you can show your love and support for all those served at Catholic Charities. And you can bring winter warming hats, scarves, gloves, coats, mittens, ground coffee, crackers, anything that would help the winter warming station. Again, that is next Sunday, November the 4th. It's the 28th annual Love Walk for the Poor, and it'll be held at St. Peter's Church on the north side. We hope to see you there and help those who are less fortunate.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDKA Radio.